With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
It's Wednesday. Hey, everyone, it's Wednesday, so let's whack Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Whack it.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky, then.
All right.
Woo! And, Steve, you've been kind of whackable recently.
Highly whackable.
There may be a chance that this is going to happen.
What do they call it? The COVID decline.
Yes.
I heard that on CNBC.
Really?
No.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got Matt in Issaquah. Matt, are you there?
I am.
Sweet.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech took place in front of which Washington, D.C. monument?
Lincoln Memorial.
Yes. What is the real first name of basketball player Magic Johnson?
Irvin.
Yes. Nice. In poker, if you have 2 bullets, you have a pair of what card?
Pass.
Bismarck is the capital of what U.S. state?
Repeat that.
Bismarck is the capital of what U.S. state?
North Dakota.
Yes. Woo! What is the fruit juice in a fuzzy navel cocktail?
Orange juice.
Yes. With vehicles, the WD... What does the WD stand for in 4WD? I almost said it.
Water displacement.
No.
He messed it. You kind of really messed him on that one. All right.
Repeat the question.
With vehicles, what does the WD stand for in 4WD? In the Dukes of Hazzard, what main color was the General Lee?
Red.
No.
Orange.
Yes. In which decade was the Whopper invented?
40s.
No.
50.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, correct!
Oh, Matt, sorry about that car question. I'm sure you know what it in a car, if you see on a car it says 4WD, what does that mean? Oh, you really don't know. Okay.
Oh, four-wheel drive.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You kind of screwed the pooch on that question.
Well, but
with
I reset it.
I know, but, you know, I don't know.
Said it again.
I almost feel like he should get an extra.
Well, if it's a tie, we'll give him the no prize.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if he's one behind?
Well, then he doesn't win.
Oh, wow. I protest that.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, because he did get it right when I asked the question correctly.
Well, I asked it.
Yeah, you did it badly.
And then you gave him a long time to think about it.
No, I think it was just horribly asked.
Well, we'll see how Steve does.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech took place in front of which Washington, D.C. monument?
The Lincoln Memorial.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the real first name of basketball player Magic Johnson?
Irvin.
Yes. In poker, if you have two bullets, you have a pair of what card?
Aces?
Yes. Bismarck is the capital of what U.S. state?
North Dakota.
Yes.
Good
what
job.
Is the fruit juice in a fuzzy naval cocktail?
Orange.
Yes. With vehicles, what does the WD stand for in 4WD?
Wheel drive.
Yes.
Good job.
In the Dukes of Hazzard, what main color was the General Lee?
Orange.
Yes. In which decade was the Whopper invented?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
80s.
No.
Damn it, 50s.
Mm-hmm. What ocean is the island nation of Madagascar located in?
Indian Ocean.
Yes. Dan Marino was famous for playing what sport? No.
Football.
Yes. And Steve, you win 6-9.
All right, fine.
Could have had a perfect 10.
Sorry, man.
Could have.
Nice.
There you go. Thanks for playing, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, Matt.
It didn't matter.
Nope.
Hey, it didn't matt.
Hey, oh, I see what you did there.
Anybody there?
Look at you, Mr. Pun Man.
I know. I'm on fuego or in fire.
Wait, are you okay over there?
No, I'm really not.
Yeah, the only one you missed, Steve, was the one you figured out that the Whopper was invented in the 50s.
Ah, oh, dang it, Steve.
And it's the dominant burger.
Oh, dude, it is
in the world
probably
of fast food.
My favorite yeah. right now.
Even over a deluxe, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Man, it's tough to say because like, they're different in my world.
Okay.
It's
true. Yeah, the Dick's burger is a little smaller.
Pardon me?
It's a little smaller. It's a little saucier.
It's not as beefy.
Yeah. And but that flame broiled patty. Yeah.
Oh, it's just like
it's been a long time since I've had a Whopper. I have to try one again.
Really?
It's like comfort food for me. I think I'm going to get one today.
I think I'm going to have to as well.
Dude, can I just, I'm going to come with you.
Okay, let's go. Let's just stop the show and go get Burger
today
King.
Bye, guys.
Today is comfort food day. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make a baked potato soup.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I mean, this is what's happening when you got this whole situation going on. You just have your good days and bad days, and today is a comfort food day.
Exactly. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
So that means call number 9. You are going to get nothing. Good day, sir.
A texter just asked a question that apparently is on the internet right now, and there's a big argument going on over it.
I'm ready for it.
All right. They wanted to know, based on this thing that's going on the internet, guys, who do you think would win in a fight, John Wick or James Bond?
Oh,
John Wick, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, how many gadgets does James Bond get to have?
Well, he would get his full rapport,
right? They said both get bulletproof vests in this fight.
John Wick, he goes for the head every time.
Yeah, but you know what? James Bond does no parkour. You remember that one where he was parkouring all over the place? I forget which James Bond that was. It might have been one of the first ones that, what's his name?
Yeah, they're saying, according to Weaponry, they say the winner would be John Wick on stealth. It's a draw, hand-to-hand combat. I wonder who they give the nod to John Wick. It sounds like John Wick would, I guess they're thinking that it might be a draw.
Yeah, but with all the fancy gadgets that James Bond has that Q gives him, I think that gives him the edge. If you take away his gadgets, then John Wick definitely.
I feel like also you got to factor in, is James Bond going to F with John Wick's dog?
Oh,
yeah.
Because if so,
right?
It's a first round knockout.
The thing is that John Wick has a lot of weapons, but they're just normal weapons. Like, in other words, they're weapons anybody can get, whereas MI5 or is MI6, whoever it is, the secret agent people who James Bond works for, those guys have, like, the newest technology of everything. So that's why I got to think Bond, right?
You know what's crazy? Because they even do the measurements. So, like, you know, Keanu Reeves is 55, 6'1", 175. Daniel Craig, 52, 5'10", 175 pounds. I thought Daniel Craig was older than Keanu Reeves.
I thought Daniel Craig was, he's about as tall as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude, you're taller than Daniel Craig. You can kick his ass. Steve, I know
right.
You can do it. Plus, you know wrestling.
Vest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could pretend fight him to the death.
There you go. But most people are giving Wick the edge.
It seems like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says Keanu Reeves actually knows how to do things that the character John Wick does as well. Most of the actors who play James Bond have no clue what they're doing.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. We're talking about the characters, not the actors.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Yeah.
Is there a category in how many chicks slayed? Because I think James Bond would win that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, John, I don't think has slayed anybody. Except a lot of people.
Yeah, people.
I meant slayed.
He didn't even get busy with Halle Berry, which, you know what? I mean, how do you not take time out of that last movie and go, I'm sorry, but you're Halle Berry.
Whoa, spoiler, buddy.
What? Spoiler?
I was kind of hoping that they'd hook up.
Oh, they're not hooking up.
Damn.
He's too busy killing everything in sight. I mean, he's
all right.
Yeah, he's got issues. You know, when you have more issues that you can just go not even ask Halle Berry for a little moment of her time, you know you really need help.
Yeah.
So he said, hey, but James Bond drowned a man in a sink. Was there a sink involved in this fight?
Yeah, here's the... Again, without his tech, I'm sorry. James, again, but you're right, Steve. We have to tell John Wick that James Bond hurt his dog.
Or at least said mean things about it.
Yeah, it's sort of like spinach for him. You know what I'm saying? It's like Popeye's spinach. John Wick doesn't go this crazy unless his dog's involved.
Ooh, so I want to know which James Bond. Because you know Roger Moore when you get his ass kicked.
Yeah, Roger Moore was considered the dandy, you know, the dandy James Bond. You know, he was very, very refined.
So John Wick killed three guys with a blank imprint pencil for the win.
Yeah, I got to give it. John Wick is a dirty fighter. And I think James Bond is a Brit. And if you remember the Revolutionary War, of course, one of the reasons we beat the tar out of the British is because we fought kind of dirty. You know, we fought not so much the way that they learned how to fight.
This Texas guy, I'm a diehard James Bond fan. I'm the one who made the comment about Keanu Reeves. I like to point out, though, James Bond is a lame ass in comparison to John Wick. I've read all the novels. I've watched all the movies repeatedly. James Bond is awesome, but he's still lame compared to John Wick.
So he did say a phrase in there that he's a diehard fan. Why are we not bringing Bruce Willis into this?
Oh, that wasn't the question.
John McClane, I think John McClane would kick both of their asses.
Yeah, but he'd be bitching about it the whole time.
That's okay.
I don't think John McClane stands a chance between these two.
He was fighting Hans Gruber in a building, right? He was falling out of buildings, and he was winning.
All right. I mean,
you don't think John McClane's badass?
Yeah. I think he's a badass. I just don't think he'd hold a candle to John Wick.
You're probably right.
How about this all started, I guess it was a poll done which movie character would be the best matchup for a hypothetical battle against John Wick, and that's when James Bond came in first. Second was Jason Statham characters.
Ooh.
All of them mushed together?
Yep. Then Neo.
Yeah.
Then Daredevil.
Well, no, Neo would destroy him.
Neo cheats.
But that's why he would destroy him. Yeah, he's a cheater. Yeah, Neo could beat John Wick.
He uses all the programming. That's not like he's hacking the system. That's not fair.
I do like it was like Keanu versus Keanu.
Exactly.
That'd be good.
That's what I like is like Neo
Will
versus
Esquire
John
be in this?
Wick. Yeah. I like this idea. But how about, you know, old school Arnold? We're not going to give Terminator Arnold a chance?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that guy's like, or any Arnold, any action hero Arnold movie, come on, I would give him a shot. Total Recall Arnold.
Ooh, that one?
Well, I mean, at least he doesn't have like, you know, the Terminator's a robot, so I suppose he would win.
Robot Arnold would probably beat everything.
So that's why I say Terminator. I should say Total Recall Arnold. He was badass.
I love John Wick had a higher body count in three movies than James Bond is in his 20 movies. This is Texter.
Yeah, John Wick does kill a lot of everything. I mean, there a lot of everything dies in his movies.
Speaking of killing, how about the bride from Kill Bill?
Ooh.
Yeah.
The problem is she uses a sword, and you don't want to bring a sword to a gunfight.
That's a thumbnail
and
I click on.
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. You watch Crouching Tiger, and I can't remember. I mean, Michelle Yeoh, and I can't remember the other woman's name that's in that, but they kick her ass. You watch Crouching Tiger. The two women in the movie would just decimate. I'm sorry.
Someone said Rambo would kill John Wick. Rambo's taught not to feel pain.
Yeah, but didn't he, like, kill nobody in the first movie? Or, like, one person?
Did he really? I can't remember. It's been so long.
That was by choice, though.
Oh, by choice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How about the entire Expendables against John Wick? Who'd win?
Well, probably the Expendables, but...
I don't know! Yeah,
sheer numbers, man.
Dolph Lundgren trumps everybody.
Oh, no, don't even... You know what?
He was the Punisher.
What is this love affair you have? You know what? Thomas Jane is the real Punisher. That's the only Punisher I want
to
know.
Say that to Dolph Lundgren.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prince face.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. An astrophysicist in Australia named Daniel was bored the other day. And here's what he was doing. He was actually trying to do something good. He was trying to come up with a necklace that would warn you if you're about to touch your face, which is one of the things they say. And it's one thing I have a hard time. I can't stop doing it.
Oh, when I first heard about this, I thought there was like something bad about a necklace hitting your face. And so there was some kind of device that was going to keep it away. I didn't think about the whole point of we're not supposed to touch our faces because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, so he was doing this whole magnetic field experiment and using strong magnets. That somehow would be what he would hope would get us to stop touching our face. And, well, like any other person in the world, he got bored. You know, you're working, then you want to, you know, sort of wander off a little bit.
Okay.
And he started messing with the magnets and decided to clip them to the inside of his nose just for fun. And then he ended up in the ER after getting four magnets stuck in his nose. I mean, you talk about like you are a genius and you're literally going in for one of the dumbest things you could go to the doctor for, especially during this time.
Does it make you happy to know that someone who's as brilliant as a person, I mean, in order to be an astrophysicist, you have to be pretty smart. And it's nice to know.
Ooh, look at you. You did take you long to come to that conclusion. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that they also do stupid things like the rest of us.
Yes, I agree with you. It does make me feel better when I realize that, you know, really successful, smart people are idiots like me sometimes too.
Because we watched that TV show 911. It might have been even the spinoff 911 show, but there was an episode where the kid, they had to have the firefighters or whoever come out to help save him because he shoved a car up his nose.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid had it stuck up his nose. And it was impressive. And then fast forward to the end of the episode, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet, but I mean, I think I'm the only one that's watching this show.
Yeah, I'm not. Don't worry about it.
The dad had to show up to the fire station or wherever it was to get the car out of his nose because he just couldn't comprehend how his son pulled it off. So he had to try it himself, and he ended up getting the car stuck in his nose.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, you know what? That seems pretty realistic. Like, we are that dumb that we saw somebody else have that happen to them and still like, I wonder if it could happen to me.
And you know what? Boredom sometimes is a big, big reason, like happened to the magnet guy. I mean, yeah, we are dumb, Steve, and we will do stupid things, especially if we're bored.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And of course, that leads us to ask you this very, very important question. What stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Oh man, this one's great. When we were kids, my sister and I used to grab electric fences just to see how strong the shock was.
Oh, wow. Man.
See, that's one of those things where I even still to this day, I see one. Like we walked the Ording Trail a little while back before the insanity was going on. I'm like, oh, there's an electric fence. Kind of want to touch it. Like there's like something in your head that just you're curious. But then I'm like, I don't need to get it. I don't need to have a heart attack and then be in the news because I'm the idiot that touched an electric fence and my heart just collapsed on me.
See, my cousins did that back in the day. So that meant I didn't have to do it because I got to see it firsthand.
Everybody tried to get us to pee on the electric fence because of the Ren and Stimpy song.
Yeah.
Don't whiz on the electric fence.
And of course, I was like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm not that young that I'm that stupid. This is not going to happen.
Or you didn't have enough alcohol in you at that moment.
That's why I never did. Because I know what happens when you drink a lot. You're the idiot. And so I think that was another reason I was just, you know, very, very careful in those days. But I'm sure one of my friends at some point wanted to, but I'm like, no, we don't think that'll be good for your area.
So somebody said, speaking of boredom, have you guys been checking? And you guys talked about frozen pizza. Have you been checking out the guy who runs Barstool Sports on Instagram? He's reviewing all frozen pizza on there, and it's hilarious.
Oh, really?
I just checked it out. I think his name's Ed Dorsey, and it's awesome. He tries all the frozen pizza, takes one bite, and gives you a review. Like, I just watched the Elio's one. He said it's better than the Giorno's, which I thought was pretty cool.
Ooh.
But so far, from the ones that I caught, his favorite one was the Newman's Pizza.
Newman. Paul Newman's pizza?
Paul Newman's pizza, he says, is the best.
Oh, Newman's Own, probably.
Yeah, that
one. Yeah, Newman's Own.
Well, yeah, they didn't go to Paul Newman's house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the brand name, though.
Yes, Newman's Own.
Yeah, because that's both. Newman's, they make some good ingredients in a lot of their stuff, so I'm not surprised that their frozen pizza would be good.
Ooh. See, that's awesome. He's bored at home, so what does he do? Eats a bunch of frozen pizza.
That's not a bad deal. That is not a bad deal. Listen, whatever you love, why not try doing a little? You got more time of it. I said I'm going to be doing some more board game reviews. Like, I'm just going to pull games out and start talking about them because I got nothing else to do anyway. And I'm going to get games that I think will be good for families and their kids at home, and it'd be educational because they're trying to do homeschooling. I've seen a lot of people do that. And I'm like, well, let me go find some games that I got that I think that parents could go, hey, this is something different, and you can learn something.
Give it a whirl.
So I'm going to, you know, instead of you'll get pizza from the Barstool Sports guy, and, you know, if you're homeschooling your kids, you might see a game video from me this week that would be good for your kids. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to find something to do. Of course, That's the positive thing to do when you're bored. Then, of course, you could stick magnets up your nose or something really, really stupid. And that's what we're asking you. What stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So this is a bored high schooler in the early 90s. We drug out a mattress outside, jumped off the second-story roof onto the mattress. Not sure how we lived, from Phoenix and Enumclaw.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me a lot of during my high school days, doing the old backyard slash bedroom wrestling with my cousins. And the backyard was fine because we would just essentially just hurt ourselves, which
exactly.
really wasn't so bad. But my grandma used to get super pissed when we do it in the bedroom because I would yeah. suplex my cousins onto the bed.
Yeah.
And we broke, oh man, at least three or four beds.
Yeah,
like just the frames and the box springs just absolutely destroyed them.
As a grandparent, I would have hated you so much.
Dude, Rev, we did that too. My brother and I were more like the bedroom wrestlers, which sounds yeah. weird. But like we used my parents' bedroom because they had the biggest bed. And then we asked one time for some Christmas or something, spandex. And I don't think my mom understood why. And it was so that we can dress up as wrestlers. And I had the orange spandex. He had the purple spandex.
This can't go. This is can't go.
And we're suplexing each other, throwing each other around. And my mom came up and then saw us, two sons shirtless, wearing nothing but spandex, throwing each other on beds. It did not go over well.
Yeah, she's can like, imagine.
Is this something I got to be watching out for? What is going on here?
Rev, what was your yarder name?
Oh, I didn't have anything like that. We didn't even go in. Like, you are super elaborate. Like, we didn't do spandex. We didn't do, like, names or anything. I think it was just an excuse for me to beat up on my cousins.
Well, there you go.
I used to take all the old tinfoil or, like, those tin pans and cut them and turn them and get leather. Like, that was in my mom's, like, you know, in the closet, and cut, like, a jacket and make a championship belt with it.
You cut one of your mother's jackets?
I mean, sure, it was one that she didn't want anymore. I was at least nice enough to do that. She was more mad about me cutting the tin pans, which
yeah.
were like $3.
Yeah, she wanted those. She saved right. those. Yeah.
Right.
What are you doing?
Oh, man, we had the sickest championship belts, though.
Your mother's a saint. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Okay, what stupid thing did you or someone you know do all because of boredom?
Someone said we took a bunch of old skateboards, strapped them to our feet with metal coat hangers, and used them as mini snowboards.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And possibly dangerous, but
yeah.
I think most things done out of boredom are dangerous.
Yeah, we used to play wiffle ball a lot at my buddy's house, and then eventually we just got tired of it, and he had a little brother who was the perfect height, and we would have him run up, and we'd say, look, we'll give you candy. You need to run back and forth across the fence, and then we would throw the bats at him to see if we could hit him, like, you know, like a dart championship. And then we told him, can you avoid it? You know, like the old
wow.
Kung Fu. Here's the thing. You remember, we watched the entrance, the opening to Kung Fu, where he would, like, dodge the spears.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, be like Kung Fu. And he just said, he was running back and forth. But, you know, then we said, no, never mind. We want to be like Duck Hunt. And we'll just, you know.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. And so it started off, we were going to have him be Kwai Chain King. And then we just said, no, you're going to be Duck Hunt. And then, boy, you know, again, when his mother, when my friend's mother came out, and she saw us just trying to spear her little boy mm-hmm. with wiffle ball bats. That didn't go over well. Yeah, we got bored. It was summertime, nothing to do, and that's what we did.
We were from my family's from small town New Mexico, like maybe 200 people in the whole town, and we'd go visit from Albuquerque all the time. So me and my cousin one time were just so bored, and we're like, hey, doesn't your dad have matches somewhere? Yeah, he does. So we went and got the matches, and we were just like, yeah, let's just see how far we could throw these matches. And we were throwing matches, and it's like complete weeds everywhere around my grandma's house. Yeah, the house almost went up in flames.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's the desert, and you're throwing matches in the desert. If anything,
as a kid, you don't think you're doing anything bad.
We were, and we were pyros, man.
Oh,
like anything
man.
That had to do with fire, we were just like, let's play with fire. So we didn't think that anything would actually like go up. And I just remember that was so close to burning down my grandma's house.
My parents had to take away a magnifying glass from my brother and I, there was no magnifying glasses in our house because we always would go out in the summer and see what we could set on fire.
Oh yeah.
With the magnifying
yeah.
glass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look all at you, pyros.
It was great.
I mean, I guess
when you're a kid, fire is fun.
Yeah. It,
fire!
Yeah, it really was.
Fire!
It's
even now, fire is fun, so.
Okay, well, we got to make sure that Danny does not have any matches in his current situation.
That's why we keep him away from anything flammable.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Matt in Seattle, you are on the Rock.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Matt. Welcome to the show. How about you? What dumb thing did you or someone you know do because of boredom?
So my parents, they had a hill in their backyard, and one summer, me and my friends were, like, really bored. So we decided we were going to make a mudslide on that hill. And after the tetanus boosters we needed, it took like 25 years for my dad's grass to grow back, and he still won't let me in his backyard.
Oh, man. You know a dad in his lawn, and you basically took and turned it into a mud pit. Oh, man. Yeah, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Oh. I ruined his paradise.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny about the lawn, because we would play wiffle ball, and then eventually the batter's box would just be too, it would be all worn out, and you could see where we were pitching and where we were batting in my front yard, and my father also never forgave me. That's why I had to go to my friend's house and throw bats at the kid. You know, because we couldn't play wiffle ball in my yard anymore. Oh, yeah, don't mess with a dude's lawn.
No.
Do not mess with a dude's lawn. My dad, man, I never understood it. I'm like, it's stupid grass. What do you care? I mean, you're supposed to play on it. That's the idea.
Dude, I'm feeling that right now because our mailman will walk one certain path across my yard, and I can see it. Like, there's a discolored spot in my yard.
I can just picture Rev waiting on his porch to yell at the mailman.
Wait a second. In this day and age, there are guys that are actually walking on your grass?
Yeah, like the mailman will go across and then shortcut across, and I can
BS.
See
in
the
this
actual
day and age?
Path.
Yeah. Listen, before, when we were growing up, you walked across everybody's yard. It wasn't a problem.
Right.
But you don't walk in anybody's yard anymore. You walk on the pavement. You walk on the driveway. You don't walk in somebody's yard.
See, I see delivery people. Like, we order something, and I'll see the delivery driver walk across the lawn. I'm not going to get mad.
Oh, I feel like that's disrespectful. Yeah. You've got a driveway. People really care for their lawns these days.
I used to not care, but now that I've mowed that bitch and it's my house, it's a little different.
And especially if the dude's taking the same route all the time.
Oh, man. I'm looking at it on my camera, and I can literally see the brown streak.
When are you
going to
yell at him?
I'm not going to yell at him.
It's hard because he wants his mail. See, that guy's got power.
Yeah.
It's a Newman situation right there. Jerry and Newman.
I'll probably just redo the entire front yard and put a path there so he can walk it.
Just a little sign, like a passive aggressive sign that says no mailman allowed on the lawn.
Oh, yeah. Instead of like a little dog pooping, have a mailman walking.
Yeah.
You know, and or next to the dog pooping.
I still want my mail, man.
Wow. You can get fake grass, Rev. That'll solve it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.